Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see what Ross Tucker has to say about this. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side, and we go out now to the River Islands guest line here on 95.7 The Game. Ross Tucker with us. Ross, it's Goo and Grandy. I'm in for Steiny today. First of all, thanks for your time. Let's get right to it. Nick Bosa, torn ACL, out for the year. Your first thoughts on that, and how do the Niners make up for Nick Bosa's loss?
Yeah, I mean, it's over. You might as well cancel the season.
Oh, no.
Is the interview over now? I mean, that's all you
Yeah,
needed,
you can
right?
go home, Ross. Thanks.
What else is there to talk about? I mean, no, in all sincerity, you know, the Niners, I'm really bummed about this. I don't know if you guys know this, but in my predictions before the season on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I had the Niners going back to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I was really believing in a big bounce back year, and I feel pretty good about that, by the way, with them at 3-0, even with no Ayuk and Kittle gets hurt, no Purdy. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about that pick, but you know, there was kind of two schools of thought I felt like coming into this year for the Niners. There were the people that believed, you know, that they would have a bounce back year and the guys would stay healthy and all that, like me, I guess. And then there were others that thought, you know, they just get injured all the time. They've gotten older and it's kind of past the window for the Trent Williams and McCaffreys and some of these guys. It seems like it's kind of in the middle, right, where they're playing well enough to win. And I think they're going to be in the mix until the end. But there's only, I don't know, guys, maybe four or five players on a team that I feel like really, truly make the difference in the outcome of games.
Mm.
And really, truly are, I don't think irreplaceable is the right word, but I would just say increases the degree of difficulty to the point where it's unlikely you can overcome that, right? So typically starting quarterback is one of them. You know, and then if you've got a star receiver skill guy like a McCaffrey, and then I would say, you know, a star defensive lineman. It's just really, really hard to overcome that. I mean, I bet they're feeling great right now that they made the trade for Bryce Huff and that they drafted Mykel Williams in the first round. So they at least have some guys. But, you know, those guys aren't Nick Bosa. He's a top five edge rusher in the league. He's a fantastic, fantastic player. And so they're going to have to try to figure out a different way. If those guys can't get home consistently, Salah is going to have to pressure more. That's not really his MO, not really what he likes to do. So it's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
No doubt, Ross. Awesome to talk to you. I missed you a couple weeks ago, so I'm excited to talk ball with you. My question is, this offseason, Ross, Mac Jones was acquired by the Niners. And there wasn't a lot of talk about it, but I thought to myself, Kyle is like, to hell with all the noise about the, you know, draft day years ago or the draft night and my possible infatuation with him. But he brought him in, and I'm telling my partner, Grandy, through two games, Ross, he has 80 pass attempts. And my question to you, a former NFL player, what does that signal to you? Is that trust or is that odd or does that even show up on your radar that a backup quarterback would throw it around the yard that much through two games?
It's a good question. I think one thing that we lose sight of a lot is that the defense has a say in this, You know, the defense has a big, big say in this, typically every week. And so depending on how they're defending a team or what their game plan is, and I think these teams have said, let's make Mac Jones beat us. Let's not let, you know, McCaffrey in the ground game get going. But I also do think there's a certain level of trust there with Kyle Shanahan and Mac Jones, and that's a great thing. You know, I mean, you know, those are two valuable wins. Mm. You know, when a quarterback like scrambles for a first down on third and long, I always say that not all first down conversions are created equal. That's like a bonus first down when a quarterback scrambles and gets it on third and long, because that's not one that should have happened within the context of the play call. Mm. I feel like backup quarterback wins are like bonus wins. You're not really expecting to win the majority of those. So every one you can stack is just such a huge, huge boost for the team. So credit to Mac and really the whole team for still taking care of business these last 2 weeks.
Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker with us here on Steiny and Goo, and Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, you're talking about the run game a little bit there, and the defense obviously has a say, and maybe part of the reason why the Niners are throwing so much with Mac Jones is because the run game hasn't been as reliable as I think Shanahan would like it to be. What do you see as a former offensive lineman for the Niners' run game? Because to me, obviously not as trained of an eye as you, nowhere near, to me it just doesn't seem like the holes are there for Christian McCaffrey. What do you see in the Niners' run game?
I would agree. I think there's a lot that goes into that. I think part of it is not having Kittle out there. You know, he's a difference-making blocker at the tight end position. And also because of what he is as a receiving threat, he forces teams to play it a little bit differently. You know, as would teams be playing differently if Juwan and, you know, Ayuk were out there, right? But also, I'm not sure all these guys are playing to the point we needed them to play, right? Or that the Niners need them to play. I'm not sure Trent is what we've always come to know and love from him, which would make sense. You know, I don't know if Puni's playing as well as he did last year as a rookie. So there's a lot of factors. Obviously, they got a new left guard in there. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Ross, you talked about, now I'm still shook about your Super Bowl pick. I mean, that's ultra confidence in this Niner team, but we saw a play. The Niners are down 15-13 after giving up a safety, third down, third nine, and Zay Jones breaks up a pass, and it was, Upton Stout breaks up a pass to Zay Jones, who had the ball, Ross, but Upton Stout just stayed with it. It's incomplete. They got a punt. The Niners win the game. And I just say to you, after Wilkes and Sorensen, the former defensive coordinators, the back-to-back season for the Niners, it was bad. Just how great of a job is Saleh doing through 3 weeks? And, you know, do you expect this to keep up? Because right now I'm just looking like, these young guys. But, man, Robert's got them in the right place. I mean, what are you seeing from the job?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's doing
well, no question he's doing a good job, but I do think it needs to be said, you know, last year didn't they like almost all get hurt? I mean, Fred was out there playing with like a broken leg, Greenlaw was out, Hargrave got hurt, Hufanga got, I lost track And I know that a lot of those guys aren't there this year, but at least it feels like they have more of the guys out there, obviously before this Bosa injury, but more of the guys out there that they were expecting to have out there. Whereas last year, I mean, that's a big learning curve for a first-year D coordinator in Sorensen when, you know, you got your best interior lineman, your best linebacker and a half, let's call it, you know, your best. I mean, it just, that was a tough one. And obviously it was compounded by the injury they had on the offense side of the ball. And I know nobody driving around listening wants to hear about injuries. Mm. Oh, injuries are no excuse. Hey, guess what? I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm just giving you the reason. You know, I'm just telling you the reason. So we're going to learn a lot, Guru, about Saleh without Bosa. You know, it's like
wow.
When you're a broadcaster and the game's a blowout and it's 40-10 in the fourth quarter, you find out a lot about yourself as a broadcaster. Well, we're going to find out a lot about Saleh as a D coordinator without Bosa for the rest of this year.
Ross wow. Tucker with us here on 95.7 The Game. I'm curious then, Ross, what do you think the adjustment should be? And I'm sure it's game to game and maybe even series to series and play to play. But without Nick Bosa, I mean, the numbers showed it. The pressure rate for the Niners on Sunday with Nick Bosa on the field versus without apparent, like a very, very big difference. So is the adjustment with a young secondary? We talked about Upton Stout and Renardo Green and Marquis Siegel. Those are two rookies and a second-year guy. Is the adjustment to blitz more and try to affect the quarterback, not put it on your young defensive backs? If you are Robert Saleh trying to adjust to life without Nick Bosa, what do you think is adjustment number one?
Yeah, and not that they never blitzed when Bosa was out there, but I think Saleh felt pretty comfortable that they could at least disrupt the quarterback with a four-man rush as long as he had Bosa out there. Now, without Bosa, I'd be curious to see hear what his level of confidence is in the four-man rush. Not always a sack, not always even a pressure, right? But just, you know, bother the quarterback, annoy the quarterback. So I would expect them to bring more pressure. That doesn't mean it's all the time, but enough of a changeup so that the quarterback is very aware of it. He certainly does not want to put, you know, all these young guys in positions to be man-to-man and having to cover all day. But you also don't want to have them in a position where they're totally isolated either. So, like I said, this is when it becomes – I think Saleh was a good coordinator in, like, here's what I do. Here's what we do, and we do it really, really well, almost like the Buffalo Bills. Now I think he's going to have to change it up a little bit and not be able to just do what he does, if that makes sense.
No, it does, Ross. And I told Grandy before we have you on, and when we have you on every other week, man, you do it all. You are out in the trenches. And I was listening to you do the Colts-Titans game, and I have to ask this because the Colts are 3-0, Niners are 3-0, Philly, Buffalo, that doesn't surprise me. They're 3-0. But Tampa Bay and the Chargers, along with the Niners. But, Ross, are the Colts real? Have they impressed you? I know it's 3 weeks, but have they shocked you with what they've done through 3 weeks as well?
I'm not going to say shocked because I kind of thought, and people that listen to my show, the Ross Tucker Podcast, know this. As soon as they signed him back in March, I thought it was going to work. You know, I'm to the point now, Guru, and I just saw this last year with the Eagles and Saquon Barkley. The Giants right now is like where skill guys go to die. I mean, Saquon leaves the Giants, and he has more rushing yards than any running back in the history of the sport. And then you've got, you know, obviously Daniel Jones leaves, and now he's playing this. I mean, Daniel Jones is probably the offensive player of the year right now. So are they going to have back-to-back Giants cast-offs or guys that the Giants let go be players, offensive player of the year in the league? That's how well Daniel Jones is playing right now. You know, the Titans are not a good team, but they had a lead late in the third quarter against both, you know, the Rams as well as the Broncos. The Colts destroyed them at home in Nashville. It was they are super impressive right now.
They are. Hell of a beginning for Danny Dimes and the Colts. Ross, we appreciate your time, and we'll catch up with you again in a couple weeks.
Sounds great to you guys. Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.